G'day guys, welcome to the 5 for 5 podcast, the Saturday pre-game pod. Drew and I and Pete will take you through Flemington and then we'll look at Belmont. Drew, how you going, big fella?
Ah, a little bit rusty this morning, mate, but I'll get there. How about yourself?
I've come good. Paraded pretty well yesterday, considering the gigantic night Thursday was. I pulled up really well, considering how I pulled up last Sunday, so second up, much better. Pretty keen to get out to Flemington. I think it's going to be a really interesting day's racing. I think it might be a little bit hard in terms of betting. I don't think we'll be, the turnover won't be enormous, but I think there's enough there for us to get a result.
Yeah, sounds good. And Pete's on the line as well. Pete, how you doing?
Yeah, looking forward to Flemington. Can't wait. Love testing myself on the big stage. Take it 1 week at a time, but this is what you play for. I can't think of anything to play.
Right.
All right, push on. Come on, let's get going.
Yep, yeah, so...
ready for the radio, Pete, aren't you?
Strong winds this morning expected at Flemington. They're saying, you know, 30 to 45 kilometres in the morning, decreasing to 25 to 35. It's a westerly, so that'll make things a little bit interesting. And they're saying a maximum of 0.5 millimetre rain with like a 30% chance it'll hit between 10 and 4.
So we're thinking good 3 still, yeah?
Yeah, I'd expect firming with that type of wind around. That really firms it out.
So the big question is going to be what role this wind plays, and we just need to sort of monitor that through the day, I think. It's going to be tricky. But luckily, race one's pretty barren. I'm not interested really at all.
So it's 2,500-metre race. J-Mart's 420, Tiffany's last $5, Master Zephyr, Hush Rider, High Church, the Statesman are all around the 650 mark, and the main go's been to Master Zephyr in from 750 into 5 at places.
Yeah, I've marked it second favourite behind J-Mar, Master Zephyr. I think Tiffany's last is unders, but if they do walk, which they could here, it's going to severely disadvantage J-Mar, which we saw at Caulfield. And bring horses like Tiffany's Lass and Mr. Clarify into it a little bit. But provided the race is run along properly, remotely properly, I would expect J-Mar or Master Zephyr to win. But I'll just judge him from the yard and I will not be forcing a bet here.
Perfect. Well, that's it. On race 2, 1,100 metres, 3-year-old listed race, Smart Melodies, $2.90, Mortar Jars, $4.00. Music Bay $8, Sweet Rocket $11, and longer the rest. No real moves at this stage.
Really good speed here. I'm not sure which way they'll go, down the outside or down the inside. I'd say down the inside, just because there'll be not enough courage to go out wide, which I think they should. I like the run that Trilly and Music Bay get there, back and wide. I'm hoping to see Miltaja hit the line, which is one of our guineas bets. I've marked it favourite from Sweet Melody, who I can't have near that price. But the strong, steady support is scary and needs to be respected somewhat. I've also backed, in this race, I've backed Music Bay at 8.50. I think we sent it out as a mover's bet. I really like the way it maps. Loved its trial. Reckon that might be pretty smart. Horses like Sweet Rocket can win if they're ridden positive, but I'm not convinced they will be.
What's your thoughts on...
While we're running through, Pete, if you ever like one, just jump in and mention it, mate.
Yeah, we'll do.
What's your thoughts on Fine as a Power? I really like the way that horse strides, and I thought it's been impressive.
Mark's at $15, so...
Okay.
Yeah, I'm respecting it a fair bit.
Perfect. Race 3, 1,400 metres, listed race. The Answer My Friend, $3.90. Flow, $4.60. Dollar for dollar, $4.80. Cliff's Edge, $8.50. Longer the rest. A few key scratchings here has brought the prices in a little bit, but I would say Violate's actually been the best backed runner.
Yeah, let's not give the prices, Drew. Let's talk about any support or drifts, okay?
Yep.
So the market, the Answer My Friend seems a bit soft, and there's $4.50 there on Betfair right now. So I'd assume that it'll sort of get out towards $4.50 over the next couple of hours, unless it's mad on pace. There's been some support for Violate and something for Interlocutor, which we pushed a bit on the previous show. I think the Answer My Friend has to be like your top pick here. Look, if I was on the radio tipping, I'd be 1 from 4 from 5 from 2. And I think Flo's even in it. But as a betting proposition, I'm pretty keen, provided they parade okay, to have a small bet here at Cliff's Edge and Interlocutor. Getting to double figures, getting $10 for each kind of thing. Map's key, but I think Cliff's Edge will do whatever it needs to do, can do. And provided they can run on and like one off the fence is okay, Interlocutor should get a good little slingshot there into the straight.
Easy done. On a race four, 1,400 metres, three-year-old listed race. The only real two moves are for the August, who's been backed, but the main move's been for Good and Fast, 16s into 11s, and there's been a bit of a drift on Leonardo da Hinci, who's not really been supported in early markets.
Yeah, that scares me because it's one I like. I like the August, and I like Leonardo da Hinci at the prices. Now, if Leonardo keeps drifting and I can see how it parades, I could launch here. I think this horse has ability. I think it's ready to be peaking here. D-lane on, tick. The August was huge last start. No knock at all, brutal, just the price. I marked at 270, so it doesn't look like they're coming for it dramatically, though, so we might be betting it too, I'm not sure. I think Good and Fast is a good chance. It would be in my top four tips if I was a tipper, but I think not a single cent with a good parades value, and I think Khalifa still in this race, but geez, I wish was in a mare's race. But yeah, I'm keen to find the 11 Leonardo da Hinci and the 6 the August.
What do you do with Crockett this time? You've obviously found it on top in the yard last start.
Needs to parade like a fucking moral to be a bet here.
Fair enough.
Times aren't good enough.
Yeah, makes sense. And I'd just say on Brutal, this when you see this thing stride down the Flemington Straight, I reckon you'll see that people will see it's a real deal.
Okay.
Race 5, 1,200 metres, open grade race. Best backed runner, he's been I'm Wesley, $14 into $7.50, then actually back out to $10. So I'm not sure if it's been that it's been plunged and then bookies have then pushed it back out, but they haven't really come for anything else. And there really hasn't even been that much of a drift apart from Haydock, who's drifted a little bit.
There's been some money for Kimono, which scares the shit out of me. This is a Group 2 race, though, and Rich Tarm was a better run than Kimono at Caulfield, a much better run. First among equals could improve, but if the Weir stable is back in Kimono, they might not be trying here with first among equals. I'm Wesley can only improve off what it did at Mooney Valley. It was horrible in the yard, and so can Haydock, who was very heavy. If Haydock drifts out to a stupid price and has improved in the yard, I will ignore the market 100% and definitely be winning on it. But really keen Rich Charm should be, I think it should be $3.50 favourite.
I just mentioned with Kimono, and I think this is a really important thing to remember with Japanese horses. It went around on a good four-track last start, and these are horses that have raced all their careers pretty much on firm, really firm tracks. So if the rain misses, the wind's around, this horse will be really suited if it's a really dry, firm track at this stage of the day.
Yeah, and it was slippery there. Even though it was a good four at... This is probably a pearl that I'd normally keep to myself, but I've already started saying it. Even though it says it was a good four at Caulfield, two starts, its last start 2 weeks ago, it was more, it was a weird rating where it was a bit slippery and horses were getting their toe in a bit. So it's going from a soft five to a firm two. It's a big change in surface if we get the track that we think we will with the wind. They were slipping around the corner. He didn't handle it at all. If he comes out and just bolts in here, you can understand it.
Exactly. I'm on first among equals just in the open marks at 20, so I'm happy with that. But, geez, I'm respecting Kimono.
Yeah. Yep, same. Race 6, Drew. Let's elope stakes.
1,400 metres, open grade race. No real massive moves apart from the backed in petition a little bit. So some bookies are as low as $5, but you're getting 7 at others.
Why do you call these things open grade races? They're Group 2s.
Yeah, it's an open grade.
What does that mean?
It just means everyone's got a chance to jump in it. So it's not restricted to your fillies and mares, and it's not really, it's not like 2-year-olds only type of thing.
Yeah, but it's a Group 2, right?
Yeah.
Group 2, 400 metre race for mares. And it is restricted to mares.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you're trying to say.
Oh, I wish I could get Pete to edit that out, but I don't know.
Yeah, too late.
So we're talking about Let's Alight, the race six Let's Alight Stakes, so 400 meters. It's a Group Two for mares, and open grade as well.
Yep.
Marketplace Drew, any?
Yeah. So look, realistically, Petition's the main one they've come for. There's been a few drifts on La Bella Diosa, No Surprise, and Bella Martini. But yeah, Miss Gardenia and Petition are really the two that come for.
Chip and Petition, I think it's the one to beat. I want to see all these horses parade. With this new regulations around the mares in Victoria, I'm not keen to bet. Like, could have sent this as a movers bet. Yeah, probably should have. But I don't, there's too many unknowns with these mares at the moment. So let's just see in parade. We've got my brain and Peter's brain there looking at these mares. So we'll hopefully find the right horse, as we will all day. But I think there's enough fat in this race not to force a bet yet.
Makes sense. Flemington Race 7, 1,600 metres, Maccabi Diva, Group 1, and I guess it is an open grade race as well, mate.
That's the weight for age. It's a Group 1 weight for age, Drew, over more.
There's been a move for Coming Through, which is a bit surprising to me. Double figures into single figures, and the Taj Mahal, 41s into 21s.
We've backed the Taj Mahal at 41s, thank God. A lot to have saying on it. Hopefully it leads. Do you think it will?
Blinkers on. Intention from the stable to the stewards is to lead.
Okay, this will be an absolute unload job if Pete and I find Grunt together. I am convinced it's... Look, I don't think there's many here that can't win. But I am so happy with a good parade to launch at Grunt at $12. I think it should be almost the same price as most of the other favourites here. If you forget its two runs and go back to its last prep, it'd be favourite here almost. Humidor, I'm happy to go hard against. I predict it's been out in the paddock just eating and doing nothing because it's being set for the last race in... last race in... Is it Flemington Carnival? Sorry. Yeah, so happy to have a ticket on Taj Mahal and really keen to find Grunt. Obviously... It's a stacked race, yeah. Kementari, Kingsville Dream. Coming Through is a horse I like, but probably not. Same with Jon Snow. They're the two I kind of like, but I'm not sure they're up to this level. And Happy Clapper can improve dramatically. Race 8, Drizzy.
1,200 metres, 3-year-old open class. I'm going to keep saying it for you. realistically,
race 8 is a Group 2 set weights and penalties for 3-year-olds, you fucking idiot.
F Troop's been the main one they've backed. It's been open 950 and it's as short as $6.50 at most places. Outside of that, no real drifters and no other massive goes. Native Soldier's been well respected in the market, though.
We backed Age Tonight at a huge price. Happy to have it on our side. It can win. There's a solid amount of speed here. I'm not sure where Marcel of Madrid will land, but I'm scared because it's got Damian Lane on it. Vacillator, Sanctimonious, and Ocean Knight will be bringing up the field. We'll come home nicely, I think. Encryption drawn one, happy to be against it. Don't want to be drawn one at this stage of the day. F Troop, I respect it, but at the price can get fucked unless it parades like a moral. Native Soldier could be a moral here. If it parades improved or holds condition from last start, expect a almost 10-unit bet here.
Easy done. Flemington Race 9, 1,700 metres.
It's an open handicap.
I can say open handicap here for you.
Well done.
No restrictions on sex, age, or all of the above.
Cannot claim.
Yep. Overall, there's only been one real move, and it's been for self-sense. It's been a small one at odds. Outside of that, there's been no support for Willy Willy. It's been a big drifter.
Okay, I think Furon will be winning, but our mental state by this stage of the day will dictate if we launch or not. Respect Order of the Garter, trusting your opinion here. I've marked it $5. Thought Checkered Flag might be worth a save if it gets to a huge price. I marked it 38. Anaheim will win one day and we probably won't be on it, but notice D Dunn gets off it. Now, I don't know if he can't get down to that weight or what, but, yeah. And I'm very interested to see what this Danon Roman Roman does for Friedman because Willow's decided to ride it. So take it that what you will, but you know how this smart little fucker is always thinking way ahead. You know, he might think this is a good horse.
Yeah, but you look at the field, though, and you go, what would have he ridden otherwise? Like, he wouldn't have been on Furion. He wouldn't have been on Order of the Garter.
Willy, he rides Willy Willy a lot.
In this grade, Seabirds.
You know?
I would have been taking the chance on Dan on Ramon in this one compared to the others that he could have had the offer for. I agree.
I'm just saying, like, it's just a bit of a... Oh, I'm still hard on the horse. I'm marked at the same price as I marked Checkered Flag.
Yeah, makes sense. Quick touch on Order of the Garter. They're going forward. That's the biggest intention you want from this stable. They've got the jockey on. They've got the horse going forward. And they've got Sir Isaac Newton in the race. Who they could send forward as well to try and push the tempo if they need to. I don't think they need to. This is a horse that should have won a Group 1. It got blocked. It was really unlucky. It should have won a Group 1. So you take from that what you will. It's suited by the distance.
Yep.
If it parades well, I'm on.
Okay, I'm happy for me bets for the card. I'm not as keen as I was last week, but I'm happy to have suggested a couple. I have back Music Bay race 2, number 10. I suggest a race 2, number 10, Music Bay each way. That might be all I really want to get involved with here. With the Maniard Mail, we could launch at a couple. So the Rich Charms, the Cliff's Edge Interlocutors, Native Soldiers. There's a few that I'm ready to launch at, but I don't want to suggest a bet yet. Same with Petition. And the value of the day for me is race 7, number 12, Grunt, again each way. They're the two bets I'm happy to suggest. So race 2 and race 7.
Easy done. Thanks, mate.
All right, I'll see you soon, Pete. Good luck, boys, boy.
Roger.
Good luck. Petey, come on.
Let's have a...
Weekend. You haven't been there in a while. You've got to be missing it a little bit.
Yeah, but unfortunately I won't be there next week either. I've got my cousin's wedding, so you know it's 2 weeks in a row. I'll be just walling a little bit, but at least I've got Wednesdays there. Tied me over.
Just imagine having a family member who decides, oh yeah, let's have a wedding on a Saturday. Instant disowned from me.
Well, there might be one coming up next year. My younger brother's getting married early in April, and it's lining up with Sydney Carnival. And I think his Bucks Day's on Karakata Day, which is our featured two-year-old race, so like the Golden Slipper of WA.
That's some poor planning.
There's words to be had.
No longer your brother. Jeez. Sometimes you just got to cut people loose, man.
The punt is my brother.
1,000 metres to start the day at Belmont. Good four track. What are you thinking?
I'm going to be playing slight leader bias, but pretty much tempo driven. Rail 3 metres, I think we'll be playing relatively fair. But yeah, that little bit of tempo, if there's any sort of slight favours, will be to the leaders. Race 1, I was keen, Pablo's Poem. I'm not sure if going back to 1,000 metres particularly suits, but I think it's probably the horse to be following from this field going forwards, and I'd be saving Metro Boy. They're really the two. Without being in the yard, I can't give a push towards something like Friday Fillies or Uga Shaka that I haven't seen before. But that's the way I'd be thinking early days. I was prepared to take on Magic Planet at the price and back a couple of the other ones.
Yeah, well, I think the market's agreeing with you there. They're taking on Magic Planet at the moment. It's the big drifter along with Friday Fillies, and nothing else is really shortened, so to speak.
Yep, I'd agree with that.
Race 2, 1,400 metres, maiden. What are you doing here?
This is not a race I'm particularly keen on. I thought Seconda Vita, Cuba Ted, clearly the two best on what they've shown recently. Maybe smaller chances to Quick Fantasy and our Maori boy, but this race will get mostly a fair bit of interest regarding a horse called Pista Resistance. If you have a look at the breeding, it is Almaher by Simply or out of Simply Wicked, which is the full brother to Delicacy. This thing I remember seeing at the sales ring went for about 50,000. It was this gangly, awkward-looking thing, but by all reports, it's actually got a little bit of ability. How much it has, we'll wait and see, but that's probably the main interest for punters in this race. But at this stage, yeah, I won't be playing, that's for sure.
Yeah, our Maori boy is a real interesting one. 61s into 19s, is back out to 22s or something around, but that's a big go for early markets, along with Ujba... Ted, can't say the name properly. That one's been well-respected along with Prince Alara.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, our Maori boys is a 41-start maiden, but it does get Glenn Smith on this start, which is a pretty big jock improvement, so I'm not surprised that there's been a little bit of money for it. So, but, yeah, you'd have to have a real good yard push, I think, to be playing this race, and I don't, so we'll play on.
Perfect. Race 3, 1,400 metres, BM72. Great again, has been a bit of a drifter, it looks like, according to the markets. So not much support for that, nor for General Husson, but nothing else has really been well-backed either. So
I mean, this is
made their mind up.
It's a pretty tricky race, this one. I could probably make an argument for about five horses, but the two that I was keen to play with off their last starts and their last parades were Get Over It. Finally gets a jock or a senior jock this start, so I think it can improve plenty. It's been running really well for the new stable. And the other one that I was keen to have a look at once again was Settlers Creek, because we backed it last start, and then obviously it flew home for fourth. That, you know, I think we took around $34 to $41, but we're not getting any sort of price like that this time. So they're probably the two I'd be looking at just at the prices. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if almost anything won this race.
Race 4, 1,400 metres, listed grade, short price favourite, Man Booker, $1.45. The one that backed a little bit at odds is Dream Lifter, but not a lot.
Yeah, I suspect Dream Lifter might even settle forward. It doesn't really look like there's an actual leader in this race, so I wouldn't be surprised if Dream Lifter they took to the front. So I could understand if someone wanted to have a small bet on it. The other one that I don't mind at crazy odds is Bollywood Blitz. I'm still waiting for this horse to do something, but they keep sending it back to last, which is not ideal. Look, Man Booker should be winning off what it did first up. That was the horse that lost the protest against my horse, Rebel King, so you've got to respect that form line going forwards. Yeah, Darty's done nothing wrong either, so outside of that, I can't see War God or the Celt doing much in this field, but yeah, you can't really bet here.
Race 5, 1,000 metres, BM72. The only one they've really had a little bit of a play for is Khan, but not a lot. Yeah, there's just not a lot of money around in this race, actually.
We took early odds on Lockroy. It was a mover's bet, so we took sort of $13. If you could get on with the fake prices, you could get $17. So it's now 10 or 11. I would prefer a little bit more stable support, but this horse, off it's got its personal best over the track and the distance. It usually presents pretty well first up. I expect no different. Jared Noski's first start back in the city after having a bit of a break up in Broome, and he rides better than anyone for the Ganjimis. He is their favourite jockey. He's one of their brothers, and he'll be giving this thing absolutely everything. I still think $11 is a really good price. The rest of this field, we're talking I'm Incredible, Pretentious Chant, Undisclosed, Dia de la Raza, Saturia, Sharp Bob, they've been running against each other for the best part of the last 2 months and just taking turns. I think they're all sort of just hit their mark and they've sort of plateaued. So if it's not Lockroy, the other horse I'm keen on is How to Fly. First up was really good, had a bit of improvement to come in the yard. I think that's the obvious danger for me. So I'm going to be backing Lockroy, saving How to Fly at the odds, and yeah, that's the way I'll be playing that race.
Quick question for the punters. There was one on Wednesday I asked you about. It was a lady who rode her own horse and got the win, and it was just, you could see someone actually 110% trying. She just put everything into that horse. It was such a beautiful ride down the straight. She was never losing it.
No, Kira Yule, she's our Michelle Payne. So she was the first woman to ride the Perth Cup winner, and now she's the first woman in WA to ride and train her own horse. So it was one of those great rides. She took it straight to the front. She absolutely rode it like it was her own horse, and there it was. Good win for us.
Yeah, loved it. Race 6, 1,600 metres, one metro win race. Sorry, let me grab the flux. No real massive moves, only a bit of support for Dark Prospects, the main go.
So Dark Prospect has been just crucifying me the last two starts. We had a good bet on it last start. Basically missed the start by two lengths, flew home, grabbed fourth. It was immense late, but the jockey's not in great form, so you've got to have a little bit of a query there. The two I was pretty keen with for this race were Ravelli with Pike. Should get into a good spot from gate three. It's been just a thrashing the line. I think that's clearly the one to beat. There's maybe just a slight knock on the distance because it's been racing over slightly shorter. The other one I was keen to have a ticket on was Rose's Shadow. Gets blinkers first time today. It's been parading and running well. I think that's probably the big improver of the field. Dark prospect, I expect, will probably drift late, and if it drifts out to something around $7, $8, I'll have a saving bet on it.
Race 7, 2,000 metres, BM66 plus Schweppes Handicap. Sense of Power has been a firm favourite, 330. Jukes and Carrots has had a little bit come for it, 550 into fives, and the big drift has been Bergio, fives out to sevens at some places and a little bit longer at Betfair.
This is a very, very tough race. I only want to have small bets on Young Thor, and the other one is Schooner. I think they're probably the two that I'd be keen to have just small bets on. But seriously, this race, anyone could win except for probably Thunderclap Newman. He's probably the only horse that I don't think could own. He's 126. There he is. Basically this entire field could win, only playing small, and I'll be taking value at that. So Schooner and Young Thor. But don't go broke in this race. It's way too tough. It's a staying race in WA. Anything could happen.
Finishing the day, race 8, 1,200 metres, one metro win race. Mantime's the $3 favourite and it's been quite firm, a little bit of money around for it. Outside of that, the Nikonian has been 26s into 20s, and that's really all the moves.
I could understand the money for the Nikonian. I think he's like a really good roughie, but again, Jock, a little bit of a concern there. Lady Lejeune gets William Pike on, so it can improve. Look, I was really keen Yindi here. I think it gets into a perfect spot. It's recording super little surges in its races, and it's the one that I want to be with. I could possibly save Mantime if it had a good parade. Hopefully we'll get a Sky Racing feed by later in the day so we can actually have a look. But at this stage, very keen Yindi, and we'll probably save on Mantime later in the day.
Easy. So what are your best for the day?
So the best will be in that last race of Yindi. I could also give a good push to Revelli. And I have a really good crack at Lockroy as well in race 5. For those punters, we missed doing the WA preview. I'll just send through Dates's best as well. He has each way plays on Schooner and 5 Degrees, and that's coming up in race 7. He's also done each way on Lockroy. We're both pretty keen on that as soon as we saw the nominations. And his best bets, he's going Revelli, and he's also going the Yindi Mantime Quinella in the last race. He is also going to be playing Get Over It each way with heavy on the place. So we've actually lined up independently on the form, which is a scary prospect.
Yeah, I never like it quite when that happens because you're either all going to, you know, have a really good day or you're going to just absolutely burn out.
That's right. And look, we'd prefer to line up if I was in the yard and he was doing form, but unfortunately that's not going to work this week.
Perfect. Well, thanks, Pete. Thanks, everyone, for listening. As you know, Rob will be up at Randwick. Dicko and Pete were in the yard at Flemington, so get involved. Still able to, you know, get your Mounting Yard Mail subscription right up until race time of race 1, and then I'm knocking off.
Sounds good.
Thanks very much.
Go well.